for the past week or so, the Gospels have been speaking to us of the various parables, Jesus relating the kingdom of God through these various parables, which have the advantage of speaking to us something much deeper, of using these analogies to show us what the kingdom of heaven is like. And in today's gospel, Jesus uses two parables. He speaks of the kingdom of God as a mustard seed and as like yeast. And both of these things are incredibly tiny and small, yet have this amazing potential, this powerful, I mean, explosive potential to grow, like the mustard seed becomes a great bush, or the yeast that leavens the entire dough. And I think what this should remind us in our own life is that explosive power of the gospel, what that word can do in our life. And we should expect it to be so. If we were to take an oak seed or a seed of a particular plant and we put it in the ground, we would expect that it would grow. It's that kind of seed becomes an oak tree, or for instance, like the fertilized egg that becomes an amazing human person. All these things that begin so small and yet have this powerful potential. I think we see this obviously most specifically in the saints. If you think of somebody like Saint Anthony of the Desert, who became the father of desert monasticism, who went to church one Sunday and the gospel that Sunday was, leave everything behind and come and follow me. And he did exactly that. He left the church and he went and he sold everything and came and followed Jesus. The next Sunday he went and he had some property left. He had left for his sister. And the next Sunday was, you know, do not be worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself, but you come and follow me. So what does he do? He puts his sister in the convent, and then he goes off into the desert to follow Christ even more radically. Or if you look at somebody like St. Francis of Assisi, who lived this amazing poverty, but that poverty was based on the fact that he knew that that the Father would take care of him. He basically founded his life on the providence of God the Father, that he was good, and he would give him everything. That's the kind of amazing power of this word. And we should expect it to be so in our own life. Maybe it doesn't happen overnight, maybe over a long period of time, and we look back and we see how that word has really had this profound effect in our life and has transformed us. And if it hasn't, well then let's now plant that seed, plant that mustard seed, and watch it grow over time. One of the ways that we see that it grows is through, first of all, our life being the life of virtue, and then the gospel then elevating those virtues to live our life more and more like Christ. I think this is why Jesus in the gospel talks about the mustard seed that becomes the greatest of all plants, the largest of bushes, and he says it becomes a large bush and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. If we were to look at this enormous mustard plant that has now grown and we were to look and peer in the branches, what kind of birds would we happen to find? Well, all kinds of birds, but I would say most specifically for you who are bird watchers, is you would find cardinals. Particularly, you would find four cardinals, the four cardinal virtues, that is prudence, temperance, justice, and fortitude. Those would have a great nest and would nest in these branches and dwell there and live securely, a very secure nest. So as we go forward today, let us first of all recognize the power of the gospel, how that smallest of seeds, the smallest of words in the gospel can have this explosive effect in our life, just as it has in all the saints.